Well, we just finished the walkthrough. We had Alan Page come and talk to, well, he was here, and so I asked him if he would say a few words to the team. He was very enlightening, very, very smart person, and he had a good message for the team. So that was good. I love having former Vikings here, the alumni, and it was a good thing. Today, we're going to be out in Shells today. I told the team last night, if they make me happy, I make them happy. So they get a little bit of, they get to take their shoulder pads off today.
What was Page's message to the team?
Oh, just a lot of the same things I said, actually. not that I'm the smart guy, but he just talked about what it takes to win, what it takes to be a great player, what it takes to just be good, really.
How's your game plan shaping up for Friday night?
Good. It's good. It's very simple. Very simple. Really, what we're trying to do in this football game is I want our players to play fast, and I want them to not have to think about what their assignment is. So we will be very, very basic in everything we do. We are trying to evaluate our players on their athletic ability, not on how fast they're thinking about everything going, you know, what this call is, I do that, and this formation, I do this. And so we just want to go out and play, and really it's going to give us a good a judge of kind of where we're at playing against some other people. You know, we've been going against each other now for 10 or 11 days, and it's just, you know, it's good to line up against somebody else and find out where we're at as a football team, and you know, if any of the stuff that we've been practicing are working.
How's Xavier Lowe's up here at that corner?
Good. He's doing well. He's you know, like I've said before, he's got a lot of ability. We've got to keep refining his technique. We've got to keep, he's such a young guy, I've got to keep teaching him about the game, you know, the situations in the game, and different things that receivers do, but I'm pleased with his progress.
How's he taken to your coaching? You've talked before about different guys you need to approach a little bit differently, and then you've been on him quite a bit.
Yeah, I've changed a little bit how I've approached trying to teach him. I'm a little bit more softer, I guess, the way I handle it, and just see how that goes. And seems to be doing good that way. So it's about every player. You try to figure out, you know, what buttons to push.
And where do you think he's gotten better in this offseason?
Well, I think a lot is he's better off. He's been better off when he's playing off. You know, that was one of his weaknesses early on. He's done that a lot better. He understands the coverages much better. He understands all the calls, the alignments of where he's supposed to be, the press technique. We still got some work to do, but he has great recovery speed. So he's improved in about every area.
Do you want first team offense to get X amount of series, a quarter, and defense different, or?
No, we've talked about, you know, how long we want to play him, but I told the team be ready to play the whole game if I feel like it.
Is that kind of the psychology too? You have to, during camp, get to know each player and how much you can push them, whether you need to treat one softer, whether you need to be harder on another one. I know that it goes hand in hand with coaching, but has that been even more so for you here as a head coach?
Well, it's not so much as a head coach, only because I mean, that's what you do anyway, you know, as a coach. But me not knowing these players as well, and you know, sometimes if I get on them pretty hard, how they react, and then sometimes how you know, honestly, sometimes you're getting on a guy so other guys understand what's going on too. I mean, there's a lot of different reasons why you do things, but you know, I just try to get our players to play the best they can. I don't know.
Will Bridgewater play with the starters at all?
Teddy will get some reps with the first team, yes.
What are you looking at of him in order to see whether or not he should be promoted to the first team proper?
Just how he handles the game situation, how he, you know, when the lights come on, it's a different deal. So it'll be it'll be good for him and how he reacts to seeing different defenses that he hasn't seen very much of, how he has to readjust the blitz, how he gets the ball out, make the right calls, how he plays under pressure. So I anticipate he's going to play very well.
One of the things Norv has mentioned in the past is improving how quickly Teddy makes a decision and gets the ball out. Have you noticed that he's improved in that over the course of camp?
I noticed that he's trying to do it more. Even today in the walkthrough, he's getting the ball, trying to get the ball out. And it's all about, I was talking to Rich Gannon some yesterday about young quarterbacks, and, it's trying to get the game to slow down so they anticipate kind of the things that are going on, and then once the ball snapped, their anticipation, what they see confirms what they're anticipating to happen. And so it takes time with young guys, but he has so much talent and so much ability, such a good kid, works so hard that that it'll come. And we've been giving him a lot of looks on defense, and that's by design. When he's in there, I try to give him a lot of different things because I know that's kind of what he's going to see. And he's handled it well. There's times obviously he's gone to the wrong place or thrown the ball in wrong or got the protection the wrong way, obviously, but that's why we practice.
What kind of feedback does Matt want from you? I mean, you're talking a lot about working with a rookie. He's been around 10 years. How does he kind of approach?
Matt's good. Norv's been great with him, and the only time, sometimes you have to tell Matt, you have to remind him that, we've been doing this a long time, even though he's been doing a long time, sometimes you have to do that. So, but he's great about it, say, hey, just throw the ball here and that's it, do this or do that. But he's good. He's been very good. He's been very diligent about his work. He worked real hard in the off season. It's the first time he's in the off season. I believe he told me that he's done the things he's done with the strength training. He worked with a baseball pitching coach, on some of the motions and things like that. But he told me he's never done that before in the off season. He's come and he's done great. So, we're very, very fortunate that we have three quarterbacks. I still believe that I think Ponder's going to go in there Friday night and do a nice job too.
Was that Coach Tom House?
Excuse me?
Was that Tom House he was working with?
It might be. I'm not sure. He told me and I can't remember.
What are your impressions of Brandon Fusco?
Tough guy. I like him. Doesn't say much. Physical. Improving every day. Wants to be good. I think it's important to him. So, the guard position in the NFL is not typically as good as some of the other, the tackles and the things, but I think he's on course to be a very, very good player.
What's impressed you about Jasper Brinkley and the experience he brings at middle linebacker?
Well, Jasper, he's doing a great job getting people lined up. He's doing a great job anticipating. I think he's catching on to the system pretty well, and actually all the defensive guys the last couple days have started settling in a little bit. I hear the communication better. I see the alignments a lot better, but his alignments are good. He's getting in the right place. He's got some thump when he hits you. It's for him, it's same thing with these other guys. When we get on the field Friday night, do they go haywire or do they sit in there and they keep doing what we've been coaching them to do? That's really what we're looking to do, see if they're doing what we've been coaching them to do.
All right.
Good. All right, thank you. I won't get to see you until after the game now.
Great.
No tears. No tears.